Hi, at Bismarck, we are today in IBC 2023 and I'm meeting Alexandra Meyer from CGI. She is marketing head. So, Alex, please tell us something about CGI.
Hello, first of all. CGI is a worldwide operating consultant company headquartered in Montreal in Canada. And we are representing the media and broadcast part or portion of CGI. And we're showcasing our open media solution, which is a newsroom solution for journalistic workflows. And also DIRA, which is our radio production solution for radio broadcasters, obviously. And both solutions have been in the market for 25 to 30 years, so they're very established. We are working with major broadcasters like the BBC, like the German ARD group, France Télévision, Corus in Canada, and so on and so forth. So we're very established in the newsroom, in the radio market. And we also are working with third-party integrators that are integrating into our solutions. So this is what we're showing here. We have some internal teams that are working with our solution, and we also have external partners that are kind of making our solutions even better with their solutions. And one of the focuses of this show is obviously the topic of AI, as you know, you've
it's
probably
latest,
heard,
yeah.
you've heard everywhere, and we are showcasing some AI modules into our newsroom solution that are meant to help journalists to simplify their workflows. As an enabler, as like a supportive tool, but never replacing the journalist. So that's really important to us. And but it will take away like the time-consuming tasks and make them focus on their story better.
The AI is definitely a booming technology nowadays, and it's good to know that CGI is also taking up AI into particularly media and broadcasting. So if I may ask you, what attracts CGI towards media and broadcasting? As you told that it engaged itself into media about 4 years back. So what are the key factors that CGI got interested into media and broadcasting?
I think it was just a new industry that CGI had not uncovered before, or it didn't, you know, step into, and it's been settled in so many other industries. So it was just attractive to step into this world as broadcasters. As you can imagine, they have a huge demand of overall IT solutions. Not just newsroom and radio production solutions, but you know, the whole IT framework. And this is helping us, you know, having this backbone of like a big IT company is also helping us to in our development to have more resources for our software solutions. But it's also helping our clients to take advantage of our overall portfolio, which could be, you know, cybersecurity solutions, cloud solutions, artificial intelligence solutions. That's all things that CGI can do from an IT services perspective.
And as I can understand, CGI is a huge group, and as you told that it has 90,000 employees, approx. So, do you have centers in India also? In what way? Do you resource from India or do you supply to India?
Yeah, we actually have several offices in India. We have thousands of employees. I can't tell you the exact number, but we're also working from a marketing perspective. We have like an outsourced graphics team that is working out of India, and they're doing a fantastic job. They, you know, helped us to build this beautiful booth as one example, but obviously from a software development standpoint, we're taking advantage of the, you know, the huge expertise that India have, and that's it's a huge enrichment for our team.
Great. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to tell to your target companies through this?
Our target companies are mid to large broadcasters, as I said, both on the, you know, news side, but also on the radio side, but also communications companies or potentially corporations that want to, you know, better structure their news production, like big corps. They have a huge demand for communication, so that's also an area that will be more and more interesting.
Thank you so much, Alex. It was nice talking to you.
My pleasure.
And to know more about CGI products. CGI is a world famous company, so there is no issue in reaching out to the company if you are interested as a company for business.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.